Today we're looking at Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 11. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Sometimes when you read the word Pharisee in the Bible, there's this temptation to dismiss everything you read about these people as being wrong. We come to the conclusion that if a Pharisee did it, it's obviously the wrong thing to do, or it's some sort of legalism. I've actually met Christians who, because of this tendency, have managed to convince themselves that things like tithing or fasting are wrong in the New Testament era. But as you discover in other parts of the Bible, tithing and fasting play an important role in the disciplined Christian life. In another passage, Jesus actually told the Pharisees that they should go on tithing, but not neglect things like justice or mercy. And when it comes to fasting, it's hard to condemn it because Jesus himself began his ministry with a 40-day fast. So, what's the problem with this particular Pharisee in Jesus' story? Well, if you look at this carefully, you'll spot it. There's one word that shows up three times, and that word is I. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. This Pharisee's problem is that he still occupies the focus of attention in his own heart. As he talks about his spiritual accomplishments, you can actually hear the voice of a fallen angel who said those same kinds of things just before he was removed from the courts of heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Anytime your spiritual life focuses on self, you've got a pretty clear indication that something's wrong. If your heart and mind have been given a submissive role under the leadership of the Creator, you're going to hear a lot less about self and a whole lot more about Christ. In the second chapter of Philippians, the Bible tells us that Jesus emptied himself, even though he certainly has more of a right to talk of self than any of us. And then the Bible tells us to have the same mind as Christ. In another place, the Bible says he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. It's only in this context that things like fasting or tithing even make sense, because both of these disciplines are about harnessing our tendency to self-glorification. The Pharisee's prideful attitude is actually a clear indication that he had wasted his time because he was just as self-oriented as ever. And of course, that makes it hard for God to bless because he's only going to spend more time congratulating himself if he receives the blessing of God. And with that kind of focus, he's never going to discover there's a better way to live.